So let's do Nadi Shodhana. This is a very simple, very practical way to tune into the breath. You know, teachers are always telling us to listen to the breath and observe the breath, and it's often more challenging than it seems. So Nadi Shodhana is a great intro to that practice. And there are many variations of Nadi Shodhana, alternate nostril breathing, but we'll play with one of the most common, which is a balanced breath. Balanced inhale to exhale, balanced left and right. And generally when we practice it, not always, but generally it makes us feel a little bit more calmed, more centered, and at rest. But as usual, if anything about any of these breathing exercises makes you feel uncomfortable or agitated, you can just come back anytime you want to a natural breath, okay? All right, so to begin, I'll ask you just to sit up tall. Kind of straighten the spine as much as you can. Maybe roll the shoulders back, soften them away from the ears. And you want to find that place where the body is upright, but the muscles of your back can soften and relax a little bit. And for me, that often involves, you know, finding the right piece of furniture to place underneath my bottom, but also maybe leaning forward and back a few times and looking for that sort of balancing point in which I feel the erector spinae muscles or the muscles in the mid upper back kind of soften so they don't get tired. And if you like, you can close your eyes. We'll begin arranging the body with the left hand. I'll ask you to take your left hand and just rest your palm facing down on your left knee. So whether you're sitting in a chair or sitting cross-legged or sitting on a block, just take the left palm facing down on the knee. And if you like, you can touch the tip of your left thumb to the tip of your first finger. On the right hand, we'll take a different mudra with the hands. On the right hand, we're going to take the first two fingers, that's the pointer and the middle finger, down to the base of the thumb. And what we'll do is we'll use the right thumb to block the right nostril, and we'll use the right ring finger to block the left nostril. Okay? So to do that, obviously you bend the elbow, you take the hand in this sort of loose mudra of, it's a Vishnu mudra actually, but the first two fingers are the base of the thumb, hands in front of the face, and the right thumb blocks the right nostril to breathe through the left nostril, or the right ring finger blocks the left nostril if you're going to breathe it out through your right nostril, okay? So I'll walk you through the pattern, very, very simple. Again, if it gets uncomfortable, you can just relax, breathe normally. Okay. So once more, just remind yourself to sit up tall and soften, relax the shoulders, relax the skin around the eyes, relax the jaw. And if you're practiced in Ujjayi breathing, forget everything you've learned about Ujjayi breathing. You can keep your throat totally relaxed for this practice, and you're just going to focus on natural breathing in and out through the nose, okay? So when you're ready, we'll block the right nostril first and inhale through the left nostril. You'll get to the top of the breath, and then you'll block the left nostril and exhale out to the right. Then you'll keep that left one blocked, inhale through the right. Block the right nostril and exhale through the left. Now that's considered one complete cycle. So we'll continue. Inhale through the left. Block left, exhale through right. Inhale through right again. And exhale through left. And follow this pattern. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. Inhale through right. And exhale through left. And keep going like this on your own, using the hand to open and close the nostrils alternating. And maybe seeing the breath rise up to the sort of midpoint between your eyebrows as you inhale, and seeing it sort of descend down the nostril as you exhale. Just following the path of the breath in this sort of A shape or upside down V shape. From one side to another. Now I'm going to offer a sort of later variation on the same theme. And basically this later variation is to follow the same pattern of the breath, but to do it mentally. So instead of actually blocking each nostril, you're just going to visualize the breath rising and falling through this same pattern. So I'll lead you through maybe one or two rounds like that. And if you sort of lose track or get distracted, you'll just go back to using the hand to open and close the nostrils, okay? So we'll start again, just inhale, but imagine the breath, visualize the breath rising through the left nostril. Going up to the sort of area of the third eye, the space between the eyebrows. And then when you get there, pause, and then exhale, see the breath, visualize the breath moving down and out through the right nostril. Then inhale, see the breath in your right nostril rising back up to the third eye. Pause, and then exhale, see the breath traveling down and out through the left nostril. And follow that pattern. See if you can sort of direct the breath into one half of the nose at a time without using the hands, without scrunching up the nose. Just see the breath, feel the breath in that one half. Again, if you lose track or get distracted, just go back to using the hand. And come back to a natural breath again. And just notice if the body or the mind is feeling any different. If it feels right, bring the hands together in front of the chest and bow the head down. And again, just feeling that balance or the union between the left and the right hand. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Namaste, yogis. Have a beautiful night.